亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天题目是你们心里不要忧愁，这出自于约翰福音第14章，两次耶稣讲到你们不要心里忧愁。哈利路亚，圣灵来了就是要帮助我们，使我们不再忧愁。让我们一起来分享。
这是一首很可爱的歌。
But you'll have to know the story of it.
但是你必须知道这首歌的故事。
It was written, perhaps 75 to 100 years ago.
这首歌差不多是75年到100年之间以前写的。
The story began in Chicago.
这故事在芝加哥开始了。
In a very bad neighborhood community in Chicago.
在芝加哥一个很糟糕的社区里面。
And there was a young black woman.
有一个年轻的黑人的黑色女人。
15 years of age.
她15岁。
And one night she was grabbed by a group of young tough fellows.
有一天她被一天晚上他被一群年轻人给抓去了
and was raped
他被强暴
and became pregnant
怀孕了
and was very angry
他很生气
very angry
非常生气
one night in her little attic garret
有一天晚上他在贫民区里面的阁楼
that baby was born
那个婴儿就是诞生下来了
a little girl
一个小女儿
The mother hated it.
妈妈恨这个孩子。
It represented everything that had come in and wrecked her life.
因为这个孩子代表着闯入了她生命中破坏她生命的一切。
She threw it in the corner of the room.
她把这孩子丢在房间的角落。
And a neighbor, an elderly neighbor woman, heard the baby crying.
有一个邻居是一位老妇人，她听到了孩子的哭声。
She went in and saw it.
他进去看见了
picked it up,
把这孩子
拾起来
但是这位做母亲的甚至拒绝看孩子
She wanted it to die. She hated it.
他想要这孩子死掉他恨这孩子
So the old grandmother took it with her.
所以这位老妇人就带着孩子走
She was a Christian.
她是一个基督徒
And in pity and compassion,
因着他对这孩子的同情怜悯
She cared for that little baby.
他就这样照顾这个小婴儿
That not even her mother wanted.
这甚至是做母亲的都不想要的孩子
It was not a pretty child.
那不是一个漂亮的孩子
And the old lady was very poor.
这个老妇人很穷
Could not do much for the child. Did the best she could.
她没有办法为孩子做多少事情她只是尽力了
But as the child developed,
但是当这个小孩子渐渐地长大
she had no friends.
她没有朋友
It was a very rough neighborhood.
她那边的邻居都很差
Little by little, she grew till she could go to school.
渐渐地她长大了一点，直到她能够去上学
But school was a sort of an if thing. Sometimes yes, and sometimes no.
但是上学是好像有时候可以，有时候不可以的。
The child did not have any talents.
这个小孩没有任何的天赋
Except one thing.
除了一样
She just liked to sing.
她就是喜欢唱歌
Even when she was 2 years old, she began to hum melodies.
甚至当她两岁的时候，她就会开始哼出一些旋律
And she would sing.
她会唱歌
And it seemed the only thing she could do. She couldn't write. She couldn't paint. She couldn't go to school. She couldn't learn any trade or anything of a profession or anything of that nature. That was completely beyond her world.
这似乎是她唯一能够做的事情。她不能够写字，她也不能够画画，她也没有办法去学习一个行业，没有办法成为哪一方面的专门人士。
Wherever she would go, she'd hum or sing.
她不管去哪里，她就会唱哼歌。
They had trouble with her in school because she'd forget and start singing.
在学校里面这孩子会惹一些麻烦因为他常常忘掉就开始唱还有当他走在街上的时候
She would sing
他会唱
She just like to sing.
她就是喜欢唱。
And as time grew on, went on,
随着时间的过去，
her friends begin to, I mean, the neighborhood kids begin to listen to her.
邻居的小孩子开始听她。
And they'd stop their play and said, sing to us.
那些人他们在玩一半的时候就会停下来说，来唱歌给我们。
And so she would sing.
所以这个女孩子就会唱。
Until little by little they knew her as a singer, as a singing girl.
直到渐渐的人们知道这是一个歌唱的女孩子。
And more and more she sang.
她就越来越唱。
Until she grew a little older.
直到她年纪又大了一点。
And they began to ask her to sing in church.
人们开始邀请她到教会里面唱。
And she would sing in church.
她会在教会里唱。
And little by little she developed a very lovely voice.
渐渐的她培养出一个很美的声音。
Deep and resonant.
她的歌口是。很深的有
she sang so much,
很有力的
she developed all her singing apparatus
她唱的这么多所以她把她所有歌唱的天赋都发展出来了
her lungs, her vocal cords
她的声带她的肺
her accuracy, her rhythm
还有她的旋律
until they would ask her to sing at parties
直到人们会在宴会当中邀请她唱
that's all she could do was sing
她所能够做的就只有唱。
She didn't have anything else.
她没有任何其他的东西。
But she could sing.
但是她可以唱。
And she could sing, and she did sing.
她可以唱，而且她真的也唱了。
Until more and more, they would ask, "Come and sing to us."
直到渐渐有更多的邀请，人们都会请她来说，来唱给我们听。
The days came, she was singing in all kinds of places.
后来有一天，她在各种各样的地方唱歌。
And they began to pay her to sing for them.
而且人们开始因为她唱歌就给她钱。
To make a long story short.
长话短说。
She sang in Hollywood.
她在好莱坞唱。
She sang in the Rose Bowl. One of the great stadiums in Los Angeles.
还有在洛杉矶一个很大的体育馆也唱。
She sang for three different presidents.
她曾经为三位不同的总统唱过。
In the White House.
在白宫里
she became very famous.
她成为很有名的人
All she could do was sing.
她所能够做的就是唱
And she wrote this song.
她写了这首歌
And time after time.
一次又一次
When they put on a concert.
当人们办音乐会的时候
The people would ask her to sing.
人们会邀请她唱
This song.
唱这首歌
And when she would sing it,Half the audience would sit there crying.
当他唱的时候，听众当中有一半的人都会坐在那里哭。
Because a song so pure, so beautiful came out from a background so vile and so hateful, so sad.
因为这么美的一首歌，居然是从一个这么悲哀的背景，这么让人觉得是很可怜的背景出来。
And it was a story of her life.
这就是他生命的故事。
I sing because I'm happy.
我唱，因为我欢喜。
What did she have to be happy about?
她有什么好欢喜
？A life like that.
像那样子的生命。
Never, never once had a caress from her mother.
一生中从来就没有被母亲拥抱过一次。
I sing because I'm happy.
我唱，因为我欢喜。
She had a song inside.
她里面有一首歌。
And she never lost it.
她从来就没有失去这首歌。
I sing because I'm happy.
我唱，因为我欢喜。
I sing because I'm free.
我唱，因为我自由。
If his eye is on a little sparrow.
他的眼看顾麻雀。
I know.
我知道。
He watches me.
我知道他看顾着我。
She had a song.And she had a God that loved her.
有一首歌，她有一位神爱着
她。And part of the words, "Why should I be discouraged?"
她说，我为什么要灰心呢
？Why should I feel discouraged?
我为什么要觉得灰心
？I sing away the shadows.
我唱歌把那些黑影都唱走。
I sing because I just feel like singing.
我唱，因为我就是觉得想唱。
And she sang herself out of the.Dung heap of life.
她歌唱使自己脱离了生命的粪土。
She sung herself out of all the misery.
她歌唱使自己脱离了所有的不幸。
Her faith and her song.
他的信心和他的歌。
Made her one of the most well-known and well-loved singers of North America.
让他成为北美最有名的、最受人欢迎的歌唱者，甚至在欧洲。
This is her song.
这是他的歌。
The story of her life.
这是他生命的故事。
She sang it hundreds of times.
他唱了好几百次。
And they would ask her to sing us that song.
人们会要求他唱这首歌。
And they sit and weep while she sang.
当他唱的时候，人们就坐着哭。
I know he watches me.
我知道他看顾着我。他本来也可能苦读怨恨的。
Hated and hateful.
被人恨，而且也恨人。
But instead, she chose to sing.
但是她没有这样子，她选择要唱。
I just feel like singing.
就是觉得想要唱。
That's all she had.
这是她有的一切。
Out of a hopeless condition.
从一个绝望的光景里面。
But she had a song.
她有一首歌。
And little by little, she had a faith that went with it.
渐渐的。他有唱这首歌的时候带着信心。
And that's the origin of this song.
这就是这首歌的起源。
When you realize what it is, it's a very meaningful song.
当你明白这是什么的时候，这首歌就很有意义。
Perhaps it can mean something to you.
或许对你来讲也会有一些意义。我们再来唱这首诗歌。为何会心肠怨叹？为何黑夜迷茫？为何心灵觉孤单？甚至欲脱尘寰？耶稣是我的父范，是我甚至我比梦眷游，他既看顾小麻雀，甚至我比梦眷游。副歌来。我唱因我的自由，我唱因我无忧，我就住几看古麻雀，甚至我比梦觉有，我唱因我的自由，我唱因我无忧，我就住几看顾麻雀，甚至我梦眷游，你心里不要忧愁，他肉身来劝诱，在他爱中我安息，不再惧怕忧疑，不再惧怕忧疑，虽我只见前一步，他正引领无误，他正引导你，不会有错误的，他正在引导你，不会有错误的。你今天晚上可不可以向他祷告，让我能够安息在你的爱里，让我能够安息，以至于我不必惧怕，不必忧虑，不必怀疑。他既看顾小麻雀，
给我信心，让我知道他会看顾我。他既看顾小麻雀，甚至我比梦倦游。
It's one thing to have religious theories.
有宗教的理论是一回事。
And it's another thing to live the life in Christ.
活在基督里的生命，那是另外一回事。
In this song, she asked a question.
在这首歌中，她问了一个问题。
It's a strange question for a woman like that.
对一个像那样子的女人来讲，那是一个很奇怪的问题。
Why should I feel discouraged?
我为什么要觉得灰心呢？
Why let the shadows come?
为什么要让黑影笼罩呢？
Why should I even feel lonely?
我甚至为什么要感到孤单呢？
And want to go to heaven and die now?
我现在就想要到天堂死了。
When Jesus is my portion.
当耶稣是我的份。
He's my friend.
他是我的朋友。
And he watches over the tiniest little bird.
他看顾着最小的鸟。
And I know he watches me.
我知道他看顾着我。
Two times in the book of John, the 14th chapter,
在约翰福音十四章里面有两次
Jesus said those words.
耶稣这样子说
In the first verse,
在第一节里面
said, Let not your heart be troubled.
他说你们心里不要忧愁
You believe in God, believe in me.
你们信神也当信我
Then once more,
然后再一次
In verse 27,
在二十七节里面
Peace I leave with you.
他说我留下平安给你们
My peace I give unto you
我将我的平安赐给你们
Let not your heart be troubled
你们心里不要忧愁
Don't let it be afraid
不要让你的心胆怯
Now just before this
就在这个之前
In verse 26
在第二十六节
He's speaking about the Holy Spirit
他讲到圣灵
He said the Comforter which is the Holy Ghost
他说圣灵就是保惠师
whom the Father will send in my name
是父要送我的名差来的
He shall teach you all things
他要将一切的事指教你
In other words
换句话说
Right in this same message about the Holy Spirit
就在同样的讯息里面讲到圣灵
He was saying that He would give us a new way of living
他告诉我们他要把一种新的生活方式给我们
A way where we're not under depressions
这种方式我们不会忧郁沮丧
And discouragements
不会灰心
And worse than that
比那个更糟糕的
Resentments and bitterness
怨恨苦毒
Yes, things happen
是的事情发生
And we can say why
我们能够说为什么
Why God did this happen?
神为什么这个事情发生
Why did that happen?
为什么那个事情发生
Why other things happen?
为什么很多的事情都发生
There's no answer.
没有答案
Heaven doesn't answer the whys.
天堂不回答为什么
But it gives us solutions.
但是它给我们一个解决的办法
The solution is the Holy Spirit.
这个解决的办法就是圣灵
When he comes in,
当他进来了
accompanied by the presence of Jesus,
伴随着耶稣的同在
I have a friend
我有一位朋友
I never lonely
我绝对不孤单
I know that some way he's watching over me
我知道他在看顾着我
You say well if he's watching over why did he let those things happen
你会说若他在看顾着我你为什么让这种事情发生呢
Well one reason he let it happen
他让事情发生的原因之一是
Because he was fabricating or he was making a marvelous gift for the world.
因为他在为世界制造一个很了不起的礼物。
A singer that could sing from her heart.
就是一位能够发自内心来歌唱的人。
Everybody can sing with their mouth.
每个人都能够用嘴巴歌唱。
Everybody can sing with their brain.
每个人都能够用头脑来歌唱。
But few can sing from their heart.
但是很少人能够从内心来唱。
That was the secret of this young lady.
这就是这个年轻女孩子的秘诀。
That's why people love to hear her sing.
这就是 为什么人们很喜欢听她唱歌。
Because she didn't sing like other people.
因为她唱的跟其他人不一样。
She wasn't a coloratura opera singer.
她并不是一个很高昂的歌剧的歌唱家。
She didn't have a highly trained voice.
她也没有受过很高训练的声音。
She sang because she loved to sing.
她唱，因为她喜欢唱。
And she sang from her heart.
她发自内心来唱。
And people finally paid great sums of money just to have her come and sing to them.
人们会付大笔的钱，单单为了请她去唱歌。
And that wouldn't have been true if she hadn't come to the factory.
若她没有经历过那样子的工厂制造的话，
that made her
情形不会是这样子。
From other people.
因为她有了那样的经历，所以她跟别人不同了。
That made her learn because she had no one else.
那使她学习。
To find in God her friend.
因为她没有别的人，所以她只能够在神里面找到她的朋友。
My constant friend is he.
这就是这首歌里面所讲的，他是我永远的朋友。
I didn't have anybody else.
我没有其他的人。
Other people have family. I never had family.
其他的人有家人，我从来就没有家人。
I only had a friend.
我只有一位朋友。
I know a little bit about that.
我对这个知道一点。
My father died when I was 10 years of age.
我十岁的时候，我父亲过世了。
I was moved out into a foster home.
我就离开我的家，就带到一个寄养的家庭，在农庄里。
Day after day.Hour after hour,
日复一日
I'd work
一小时一小时
in the fields.
我都在田里面工作。
My day was from 4:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
我的日子是早上四点半就要开始工作，一直到晚上九点。
I was only 10.
我那个时候只有十岁。
I'd be alone hour after hour, having to do my work.
我就在户外一小时又一小时得做我的工作。
But you know.
但是你知道吗
I found a friend.
我找到了一位朋友
I found a friend.
我找到了一位朋友
He was there every day.
他每天都在那里
I would sing to him.
我会对他歌唱
I'd make up poems to him.
我也写诗给他
Oh, then no one ever saw them.
可能从来就没有人看过我写的
It was just me and him.
这只有我和他
Why should I feel lonely?
我为什么要感觉孤单呢?
Why should my heart be lonely?
我的心为什么要孤单呢?
Why should I want to escape and die?
我为什么想要逃避想死呢?
When I've got a friend like that.
当我有像这样子朋友的时候。
You see, she lived with that friend.
她和那个朋友住在一起。
She sang with that friend.
她和那朋友一起歌唱。
She knew him.
她认识他。
And people recognized that she did.
人们看得出来她是这样子的。
People recognize that.
人们看得出来是这样子。
She was different.
她不一样。
You see, so many people give in to discouragement.
很多人都。
So many people get bitter in life because of things that happen.
他们因为生命中发生的事情就变得苦读。
She had every right to be bitter.
她有所有的权利可以变得苦读的。
She had every right to be resentful.
她有所有的权利去怨恨人。
She had every right to hate the world that had treated her so.
她有所有的权利去恨这个这样子对待她的世界。
She had every right to treat the neighborhood that gave her such a beginning of life.
她有所有的权利去恨那个给她人生这样子开始的邻居。
But instead, the neighborhood learned to love her.
但情形正好相反，邻居都学或者学会了去爱她。因为他没有恨那些人。
Hate is such a terrible thing.
恨是这么可怕的事情。
And resentment and bitterness.
怨恨苦毒。
It destroys oneself.
这会摧毁一个人的自己。
And Jesus said, "Look, I'm sending the Holy Spirit to you."
耶稣说，我差遣圣灵到你这里来。
Don't let your heart be troubled.
不要让你的心忧愁了。
Don't let your heart get bitter.
不要让你的心变得苦毒。
Don't let your heart get resentful.
不要让你的心怨恨。
Don't let your heart get angry.
不要让你的心生气。
Don't let your heart fill up with hate.
不要让你的心充满了恨。
I'm sending a comforter.
我差遣一位保惠师来。
I'm sending the third person of the Trinity, God Himself,
我差遣三位一神的第三位神自己
to be with you,
来和你在一起
wherever you go,
不管你去哪里
whatever you do,
不管你做什么
and since He has come to live with me many years ago,
自从很多年前他来和我生活在一起
I've been in many, many countries of the world.
我去过世界上许许多多国家。
I've been in hundreds of cities.
我去过好几百个城市。
But I found he was there in every one of them.
但是我发现在每一个城市里他都在那里。
Wherever I went, he was there.
不管我去哪里他都在那里。
Whatever happened,
不管发生什么事。
It didn't really matter.
其实都没有关系。
It may have caused some inconvenience.
或许会造成一些不方便。
It may have caused some upsetting.
或许会带来一些扰乱。
It may have caused some questions.
或许会产生一些疑问。
But when you calmly look at things,
但是当你平静地看事情
when you get quiet and look at it,
当你安静下来看的时候
it doesn't matter.
无所谓了。
It's not that important.
不是那么重要的。
Why should I feel discouraged?
我为什么要觉得灰心呢？
And she uses those very words
她用这样的
话
在他的歌里面他就这样子说
Let not your heart be troubled
不要让你的心忧愁
Let not
不要让你的心
that means don't permit it
这意思就是说你不要容许它你不要让它开始了
Don't let it get into you
不要让这东西进到你的里面
Stop those thoughts before they go very far
在那些事情还没有继续下去之前你就停止那种意念
I'm going to be with you
我要和你在一起
Things will happen,
事情是会发生
but they won't destroy you.
但是这些事不会毁了你
Things may happen will cause you some pain.
事情或许会发生让你有一些痛苦
But out of pain, there so often comes blessing.
但是从痛苦当中往往产生出祝福
You and I only exist because we caused our mother a lot of pain.
你我能够存在只因为我们带给我们母亲很大的痛苦不然的话我们都不会在这里
Or you wouldn't be here.
不然你不会在这里我不会在这里
Out of pain came something so precious to that mother's heart
从痛苦
Out of pain came a life that was brand new
有些很宝贵的东西出来了从那痛苦当中有一个崭新的生命出来
With its potential for eternity
而且带着永恒的潜能
Why should I be discouraged?
我为什么要灰心沮丧?
Why should I be troubled?
我为什么要忧愁?
You know, I don't know any other place in Scripture where Jesus said the same thing two times.
我不晓得圣经还有在哪些地方耶稣讲了同样话讲了两次。
It's so important he repeated it.
因为这个是这么的重要，所以耶稣就重复讲。
In the same chapter,
在同一章里面。
The same discourse.
在同样的对话当中。
He said it two times.
他讲了两次。
Don't let your heart be troubled.
英文里面讲的更清楚，你不要让你的心忧愁，不要容许它。
Turn it the other direction.
你把它转到另外一个方向去。
Begin to sing.
开始歌唱。
Begin to thank God for the life you have.
开始为你有的生命感谢神。
Instead of the life you didn't have or wished you had.
而不是为那些。而不是因着说你没有那个生命或者说你希望有别样的生命
他
说我唱
I'm happy.
因为我欢喜
How could she be?
他怎么可能欢喜呢
Oh, she tells us why.
他告诉我们为什么
I have a wonderful friend.
我有一位奇妙的朋友
You know, Jesus said to his disciples one day
你知道有一天耶稣对他的门徒说
I'm not going to call you anymore again my servants
我不再称你们为仆人了
We've come to another place.
我们已经到了另外一个地方。
You've been with me. You've listened to me. You've believed in me.
你们一直和我在一起，听我的教导，你们相信我。
I'm going to call you friends.
我要称你们为朋友。
She got to that place.
这个女人她到了这样的地步。
He said, "You're my friend."
她说我的朋友。
And she realized what a wonderful thing that was.
她明白这是何等奇妙的事情。
When Jesus says that to somebody, it's very wonderful.
当耶稣跟人家讲的这样子话的时候，是很奇妙的。